scoreboard. The Simpson Bay Lady Ice.
The winner of this game will take on Buckland tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And that on the championship bracket. Also coming up on the championship bracket on the girls' side. At 11 o'clock, it's the Scammon Bay Lady Eagles. Winning easily today, they'll take on Tri-Valley. Also a big win for the Tri-Valley girls. They beat Stebbins. Then ENIAC, who took out Heidelberg, will play St. Mary's. St. Mary's just finished off the Cape Thunderbirds. Then it'll be Selawick, last year's runner-up, to face Shaq Tulik. And Shaq Tulik sneaking away with the victory there, 51-47, I think it was, over Alak, as Shaq Tulik girls did a nice job there to pick up the W. And then Buckland, as we mentioned, they just ran away from Lumen Christie. Did about a 20-0 run to put themselves in championship round tomorrow. And here we have King Cove and Tuksuk Bay, our final girls game. On the boys' side, we're pretty much all set up as well as it will be just for us playing New Haven at 8 o'clock in the morning. Then Nunamute, which snuck by Buckland and got into the championship round, will play Nicolivas. Then Noatak will take on King Cove, and that ought to be one to circle. Don't miss that. That one at 3:30 tomorrow. As the T-Jacks will have their hands full with a solid group there from Noatak. Kipnick will be the opponent for the winner of the game happening simultaneous as this game over on the other court. And that's the Teller Ucklocks against Birchwood Christian.
Number 15, Sammy Fitzka.
And so now we're getting the starting lineups.
Number 15.
For the both teams.
From as, number 23, Catherine Lincoln.
The rookies come in with an impressive resume. Just got knocked out last year by Selawick on a steal and a bucket at the end of that game.
For the Lady Highlanders, number four, a captain, Nathan Chigar. For the rookies, number 50, Monica Yetchinen, a junior.
And both teams being announced right now. A couple more starters to go, and we'll be ready to play basketball.
Team Fitzka, a senior.
And, of course, Tuksuk Bay comes in with a couple of seniors on this squad, Francine Pitka and Josephine Chikuchin. For King Cove, their senior is that sees a lot of time, Emily Brandle. And Emily kind of runs the show out there for the rookies. Tuksuk has a big team, too. They got some good size, the girls do.
The Lady Highlanders are coached by Frank Fitzgerald and assistant coach Millie Charles. The Lady T-Jacks, the rookies, are coached by Gary Lamar.
And for Tuksuk and King Cove, the chance for the final slot. In tomorrow's championship round, consolation side, that's also set up too. The loser of tonight's game will play at 5 o'clock tomorrow. Or excuse me, that's on the boys' side. Loser of tonight's game will play at 8 o'clock tomorrow, and they will be playing against Lumen Christie. So Lumen Christie coming to state for the first time. And took the first place spot there in the Peninsula Conference. but got knocked off today. In fact, both Peninsula Conference teams lost today. Anilchik lost, and so did Lumen Christie. Lumen to Buckland. Anilchik dropped their game to Selawik. And we're ready to go, folks. Here we go for the Islanders. It'll be Lincoln to jump. And Catherine taps it back. For the Islanders, with the ball to start, they'll go with Francine Sitka. And Catherine Lincoln, as we mentioned. Oh, that's actually Randall then with it. Comes out to Mack. And Elena Mack gets the first point to the ball game. Her three-pointer will work. So Mack with the three-pointer took it. Will get back on defense as there's the shot there by Mack again. This one, Duarte struggles for it there. And Shalea took the inbound the basketball. There'll be backcourt pressure by the rookies to start here. In the backcourt. Tuk-tuk trying to bring it up. They got to hurry. And that pass is going to be stolen. And that would have been a two-pointer for Sadie Newton. I'll tell you that. She was almost in her stride to go up with it, but 10-second call just prior to her picking off that pass. As Elena Mack has it for the rookies. Now comes up to Brandel. It's it into the corner where Yitz Menup is. And inside to Warty. Now to Mack again. Three-pointer from Mack. It's going to be tough to stop. And back the other way. The shot in there by Lincoln, and she gets the two-pointer. Foul is going to be called on Tuk-tuk, as that's on Shakuchin picks up the foul there. So Kinko's basketball underneath the hoop there, out to Mack it goes. Now to Newton. Newton flips it over to Brandel, and back they go to Sadie. Looking in the high post where Duarte is. Ball knocked down there by Tuk-tuk, stolen away. Sammy Sitka will get the hand on it. And here's a shot inside. Gonna drop. And that's a two-pointer. Shakuchin makes it 6-4 here. Just past the six-minute mark here this first quarter. Duarte. Didn't know what to expect from Tuk-tuk. And they have some good size here. There's Duarte down the lane as he gets the post-up pass in there and scores, too. Duarte makes it a 8-4 game right now. And it's going to be a travel call on the Islanders. So for Ginkgo, back in business now at their end. This is Mack with it. Tries to go to the high post. Duarte wrestles the ball away. Finds Newton down the baseline. And now Brandel in trouble finds Mack. Mack steps back in the three-point area, looks inside to Duarte. Now he hits Menov. First shot in and out. Ball tipped around in there and taken down by the Islanders. Tuksuk Bay. We got an open player across the way, but don't find her. Here's Chikuchin trying to go inside. Duarte gets a hand on it, and that turns into a travel call. As the rookie's Emily Brandel will work it down to the right side. And here's Duarte with the drive in. Foul on. And we are figuring out that Tuksuk Bay does not have a number 24. We took a picture of the book, and they don't show it. The referee now just finding that out, too. Oh, boy. Rosters at the state tournament. Always a fun thing to do. Duarte makes the first one, makes it 9-4. She'll have one more coming up. Not in the book is number 24 for Tuksuk Bay. And then Duarte goes to the line now for that's her first one. No number 24 in the book for Tuksuk Bay. And they announced starters and everything, but somehow we missed her. So catcher here 4 minutes in. Duarte just keeps shooting free throws here. It's 11-4 now. This one she misses.
There was a technical call for an indirect technical call in wrong number in the book for one of the players from Tuksuk Bay. So that is a technical foul. The foul by Joanna Duarte.
And Duarte's 3-for-4 from the line makes it 11-4 here. As it looks like getting it figured out still, I hope. The rookies jump on top here early. Part of it due to free throws there just from the technical foul. Got to have that book, Ray. Always worth checking as a coach. The last thing you do. Sadie Newton misses on this shot. Mack with the rebound. Finds Duarte. She misses. Mack follows. That one's off. And the rebound ahead to Tuksuk Bay. The Islanders, they'll run out fast. And they get the two-pointer. That one's good for Francine Sitka. And Pitka on the long pass from Chikuchin. The two seniors hook up on that one and make it 11-6. Good play by both girls. And these girls won a I forget what the word was for a barn burner in out there in Bethel, but I was told that's the kind of game it was in Newtok, or with Newtok, is a 44-40 win for Cook Bay, and they show the experience, that's for sure. 14-6 is here's a foul.
I have an update for the 50-50 rock holder.
And a timeout on the floor for the Islanders as they'll go over and tack it over. 14-6 here. They have the basketball out of the timeout for King Cove. The rookies have built this lead on Duarte and Mack, as Duarte has a two-pointer, 3 for 4 from the line for 5, and Mack has 2 threes, give him the 11, and then actually the last one out there, too. What's that one, folks? So it'll be 14-6 here. King Cove on top. 3 falls to go in this first quarter. As the Islanders will have the basketball. Coming across the timeline is Chukuchin. And now back to Sitka. Sammy works it down the right side. Back to Chukuchin in the post-up area. Sitka ends up with it. Duarte really stretching the defense out there. Tips it out of bounds. 52 on the clock here. As Francine Sitka puts it into play there, and now finds Chukuchin. Back to Sammy, and Sitka will set things up. Sitka to Chukuchin. Now to Francine Sitka. Francine keeps the dribble drive into the lane. Gets it off inside. The shot won't go for the Islanders. And a rebound out of there right to Sadie Newton. Newton to Brandle, and she'll set things up. Elena Mack to Duarte at the high post. In the corner, Sadie Newton, 3 on the way. Good for Newton. Man, hot shooting by King Cove to start. 17-6. Timeout for the Islanders again. 1:56 to go in this first quarter. And a 17-6 lead in favor of King Cove here early. For the Islanders, they get their work cut out for them with this King Cove team. As we mentioned, they were so close to a championship last year, losing the semifinal to lead to the championship to Selawik by a steal. And then the Islanders coming in and facing King Cove. King Cove got something to prove this time up, it seems like, as so many of the girls, ninth graders last year, a lot of sophomores this year. This ball tipped. It's still going to be Lady Islanders basketball. As in the backcourt, Sammy Pitka will bring it across now. Pitka up high. Now to go over in the corner there to Catherine Lincoln. And inside, they're going to call a jump ball.
Held ball.
So the possession arrow favors King Cove. And with 1:31 to go, it's King Cove in control. Here's Duarte. Shot misses there. Mack goes over the top of one of the Islanders there. But helps her up, Catherine Lincoln there. And Kanna Utip, one of the seniors for the rookies, checks in. And a travel call on the Islanders. As the rookies quickly up court, the steal there by Chikuchin. Josephine will take it back the other way. Ball tipped free from behind. And out of bounds it rolls. King Cove will get it back with a minute to go, leading 17-6. Islanders going to have to take advantage of every opportunity they get here, and that was one to pick up a two. Instead, the turnover. Mack has the basketball. So take it all the way to the hoop. Misses the shot there. Rebound comes off to Chikuchin, stolen away by Yetchmena. Now trying to go to Newton, and does catch up with it. Saves it inbounds to Mack, and Mack hits a three. Or a two, a long two. Mack, opportunistic young lady there, makes it 19-6. This pass tipped by Brandle. And now for the rookies will be Eichley and Leilani Brandle come in. Leilani, a freshman, I believe, yeah. As time winded down, 15 seconds on the clock. Ball picked up there by the Islanders. They get it over now to Pitka. Sammy's going to try it. In and out on the three try before the buzzer. That's the end of the first quarter. It ends with the King Cove rookies on top, 19-6 after one. We'll be back in 60 seconds for more 1A State Championship Basketball.
High school basketball on KSDP is supported by the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. The Alaska Commercial Company has been serving the communities of Alaska since 1868 and offers groceries and other household goods. For more details, 497-2632. The Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove, proud to sponsor high school basketball and KSDP. The Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint is a proud sponsor of high school basketball and KSDP. Serving the communities of Alaska since 1868, the Alaska Commercial Store offers groceries and other household items. For more details, 383-3111. The Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint, proud to sponsor high school basketball and KSDP.
Programming on KSDP is brought to you by TelAlaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network, from office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At TelAlaska, of course you can.
The girls from Tuxuk Bay will have the basketball to start the second. As it comes in to Francine Pitka, now to Chikuchin. Back to Pitka, three-pointer straight away, bounces high. Ball comes down to Channer and Duarte in a travel call on the girls there as Sammy Pitka tried to get free with a step, but caught easily by the referees. Peyton Channer, that's who that ninth grader was. with wearing number 24, not 4. And he'll be patient to inbound it for the Tuxuk Bay Islanders. He gets it in there to Sammy Pitkin. Pitkin brings it up court. High pass over the top. Janner mishandles and right to Duarte, and then Duarte throws one too far for Brandle. 19-6 score after one quarter of play. As it's been all King Cove, here's Brandle. Can't get it to roll in. Rebound comes off to Catherine Lincoln. And ahead of the pack is Francine Pitka. Pitka fouled. I think Elena Mack picks up the foul. Let's see.
The foul by number 20, Elena Mack. First foul, second team foul.
Mack with her first, only the second on the team. Three on the Islanders, that's it. Been pretty foul free as Janner and Brandle dig it out, and Tuka comes up with it. Now a steal there. They are going to say out of bounds. Is Catherine Lincoln down on the baseline. Lincoln came up with a loose ball there, but this is Mack with it. Now comes to the left and flips up the shot. She's got it, Elena, with the two-pointer. It's a 21-6. First points of the second quarter here, minute and a half in. Pass here to Pitka. Sammy's shot won't work. The ball broke free from Duarte's grip and right into the hands of Lincoln. I think she's fouled by Duarte, I believe.
The foul by number 35, Jalen Duarte.
Jalea picks up her first. And another foul in there. This one.
And Lonnie Brendel into the game for the rookies.
This one, I think, goes on Hitchmena. I didn't see the call on that last one. It becomes a 14 foul.
Chenard
at the line. He's the first one. She'll have one more. Freshman makes one of two and makes a 21-7 score here. Here's Francine with it. Pitka comes across now to Serena Simons. Simons will try it. That one's not going to go in for her. Mack will get the outlet pass. Mack, oh boy, they don't see her. And Mack steams to the hoop for two. Nobody turned to see Mack coming. And Mack gets an easy one. She had two Islanders back, but they were turned the other way. Here's Chenard with it. Chenard at the free throw line. Lose the basketball there, and here is Leilani Brandle. That flipped out of there by Matt, but right into the hands of the Tuxuk Bay Islanders. And this kid tried to scoop shot there. Francine, that was. That wasn't going to go. But it was a nice try as Francine, the senior, trying to get something to happen for her team here. This rebound off the shot by Chenard. 23-7 score. And back the other way. It's going to be Sammy Pitka with the foul after the missed shot. Just trying to get after the rebound there.
Emery Sippery is in the game for the Islanders.
And Sippery.
Sadie Newton back into the game for the rookies.
Emery will step in now for the Islanders. As here's a missed shot outside by Newton. Out of bounds, it'll still be King Cole basketball. Emery Sippery, a junior, getting in there.
Number
15,
Kaylee Chugliak. Into the lineup for the Islanders.
Kaylee Chugliak. And Faith Charlie check in now. There's Mack with the rebound off the miss underneath Jaworski. Tries it. No. Mack. Back to Jaworski. Stolen away almost. Travel call. No. Nothing in there. Randall, the last one to roll out of there with it. So King Cove has it back. There's Mack. Three. Good. Elena.
3 points. Elena back.
And now the long pass ahead, stolen away by King Cove. And it comes Randall with it, 26-7. His pass knocked down by the hands of the Tuxedo Bay Islanders, but picking it back up was Duarte, and then Duarte off her leg out of bounds it goes, so Tuxedo Bay will get it back. 4 minutes to go here in the first half, a 26-7 score. The Islanders. Down here early in the first half, or it's late in the first half, 3:58 to go in the second quarter, 26-7 the score. And here's the drive inside. Doesn't work for Mack. Grabbing that rebound out of there and getting it ahead was Sammy Pitka. Pitka ahead to Catherine Lincoln. And there's going to be a foul called on Brandle. And there is Lincoln. Couldn't get a clean pass back there. Five team fouls. Emily picks up her first. No shot. It was on the rebound attempt there. Comes out to Francine. Pitka's shot comes up short. And Brandle with the rebound. Keeps driving it up court as she tries to beat Catherine Lincoln. Now a quick pass inside. Newton to Duarte. Back out to Brandle. The ball tipped out. And ends up in the hands of Mack. Newton will fire. That's not good. And Duarte with the rebound. Out to Brandle. She makes a nice snag there with 3:13 to go. In the first half, a 26-7 score. There's Mack tries to follow on just a jump shot. Timed her jump to try to tip that in without coming down. And just missed on that. Sammy Pitka with it over to Francine. We got Lincoln up top to Chinar. She posts it up in there, puts up their shot, won't roll in, and a foul on Duarte. So Peyton will get a couple of shots here.
That's her third foul, 16 fouls.
And there's a first shot by Peyton misses. One
Peyton
more coming up.
The line, she'll shoot one more. Leilani Frankel takes the line up for the rookie.
Jamie Mark checks
in for the Lady Islanders.
There's the second one. Good. One or two from the line for Shanana. Two for four from the line. She's got two in the game and a 26-8 lead. King Cove's been stuck at 26 since Mack put in the 7 points early. That's been it. It's Minnow in a tie up down there. Tries to get out of there. And a held ball. Monica, it's Minnow. Double team down there in the corner by Chinar and Sammy Pitka.
Cody Lamar will stand out for the King Cove rookie.
And Coach Gary Lamar says timeout on the floor, 2:23 to go first half, 26-8 score.
ASAA is extremely grateful
in favor of King Cove, and the rookies are doing what they need to do, suffocating defense and getting a bucket here and there, but 19-6 lead after one quarter of play, but it's been a slow second quarter for the rookies offensively. And Coach Lamar says, let's get a bucket here and get off this 26. Well, it's sat for quite a while. Here's Mack. Tries to throw it out, tipped away and taken away. Mack takes it back, though, as Francine Pitka started up court. But Mack came from behind to poke it away. Here's Sadie Newton, three-pointer. Good for Sadie Newton. She's a money player, too. As she comes up with the big plays lots of times here for the rookies. 29-8. There's Sammy Pitka, who goes all the way underneath, can't get the shot to go, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Tuk-Tuk Bay. Islanders just having trouble getting any good look in there. Rookie's defense shifts well. Leilani Brandle out there now with Elena Mack. To Duarte at the high post. Duarte misses a shot there. Out of the back is Pitka, Francine with the two-pointer. Now a 29-10 score. As Mack nearly loses it there. The ball tipped around and picked off by Tuk-Tuk Bay. And they go down court and they get the two-pointer from Francine again. And that makes it 29-12. Timeout for Coach Lamar again with 1:01 to go in the first half here. Well, for the rookies, they continue to lead easily here, but a little nervousness for Coach over there. He said, we should be leading by more. And we're not really dominating the game, although they are. They have dominated a lot of the statistics. They have a 17-point lead. And for King Cove, they'll have the basketball out of the timeout, leading 29-12. Here is Brandle with it, working some clock. Mack nearly taken away and is by Francine, and Pitka gets it over to Josephine, and Jakuchin knows she traveled with it. The smile crosses the face, and it's like, oh, man. 38 seconds to go. Ball underneath, and down goes Ichmena. Two shots, I think, for Monica. As Shannara picks up the foul. So for the Islanders, 29-12 score, and in for King Cove now, Kiana Utek, one of her seniors, and Monica at the line hits the first one. One more coming up for Ichmena. Now in for the Islanders, Serena Simons. And with 35 seconds to go, Ichmena hits them both from the line. Shannara will get it down in the corner. The shot there by Simons misses. Lincoln trying to get the rebound, but tipped out of bounds. And last touch by the rookies. So the Lady Islanders with a chance to pick up a point or two here. It's on the three-point try right out of the out-of-bounds play. They miss. And now with 14 seconds to go, it's Elena Mack setting up her teammates for the last shot. Inside, Duarte puts it up. Or Utek actually puts it up out of bounds. Last touch by the Islanders. 4.5 seconds to go. 31-12. I'm winding here. Dutek trying to get in position, gets it to Brandel. Taken away, and the Islanders will defend their end of the court well as they finish off the half down 31-12 after one half of play. So they kind of hold their own in the second quarter after withstanding a 19-6 first quarter by King Cove. Now find themselves down by 19 after one half of play. And, boy, it's been Elena Mack hitting the shots. It's been Duarte controlling the boards. It's been the defense of the rookies, really, that's got things done there. Really making it difficult for the Islanders to get anything going inside or out in the half court. Just not a lot happening out there because the rookie's quick to the basketball. And Fort Chippewa Bay, they're going to have to figure out some different things to do in this second half to come up with a game plan against this solid rookies team. For King Cove, as we mentioned, Duarte controlling on the inside. Newton's hit a couple threes. So has Mack. And on the other side, it's been Chikuchin, or Pitka, actually leading the way with six for the Islanders. But that's not enough to make a dent here in this 19-point lead. 31-12 after one half of play. We're going to send it back to our stations. We'll be back for second half action. Tuxuk Bay Islanders at 12. The King Cove rookies at 31. Back in 8 minutes. 8 minutes.
The John Gould & Sons True Value General Store and Supermarket on Heart Lake Drive in King Cove are proud sponsors of high school basketball on KSDP. Gould & Sons offers hardware, groceries, and other household needs. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. Further information, 497-2212. John Gould & Sons, proud sponsor of high school basketball on KSDP. Our friends at the Belkoski Corporation are proud sponsors of high school basketball on KSDP Radio. The Belkoski Corporation wants to thank everyone for making our communities a wonderful place to work, live, and raise a family. And to remind you that by reading to your children at a young age, you are providing the pathway to academic success throughout their education. This message is sponsored by the Belkoski Corporation, proudly serving our communities of the Aleutians Eastboro. High school basketball on KSDP is sponsored in part by Peter Pan Seafoods in Sandpoint. Located on the Spit Beach, Peter Pan Seafoods is proud to support all the communities of the Aleutians Eastboro and wants to encourage parents to spend time reading with their children this summer. High school basketball on KSDP, supported by Peter Pan Seafoods. High school basketball on KSDP is sponsored by the City of King Cove. Encouraging everyone to cheer for the rookies and T-Jacks as they close out their season. The City of King Cove is a proud sponsor of KSDP and high school basketball.
Down the street with the green pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah. Hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. How do you think I'm gonna get along without you when you're gone? You took me for everything that I had and kicked me out of my own. I am satisfied. I'll let
Another one busts the dust. Ow! Another one busts the dust. Hey, hey! Another one busts the dust.
Keep it tuned. We have 3 minutes on the clock. This is Virgil. You are tuned to KSDP 830 on your AM dial. This is the beginning of the state championship. We have the rookies taking a break right now. Give us a couple more moments, and we'll be back with Carl Pulliam of Small Schools Broadcasting, bringing you state basketball championship coverage. Keep it tuned. Thanks for listening to Community Radio.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round. And you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we're gonna walk it out. Move mountains. We gon' walk it out and move on days. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise up, I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up, and I'll do it 1,000 times again. And I'll silence isn't quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move mountains, bring it to its feet. Move mountains. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise up, I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up, and I'll do it 1,000 times again.
As it's really just been a case of Tuxuk Bay just not getting any good, decent looks at the offensive end. They've only put up 15 shots. Rookies have 31. And shooting's not bad. They're 5 for 11, Tuxuk is. But on the other side, the rookies haven't put it in the hole from the two-point line, but they're over 50% from behind the arc. So Atlanta Mack and Sadie Newton, 5 for 9. Yitzman with a 1 for 1 effort. So we get started here with the Islanders at our end of the court now to start the second half. Maybe it's the hot end. Let's see. As here's the shot up. Not good. But there's Janar with the rebound putback. And Peyton gets her first bucket. 31-14. Here's Matt. Pulls up. Three-pointer. This one is off. And Brandel goes to the floor, but got it to Mack. Now over to Yetchmena. Stolen away there. Janar will bring it up on the dribble. Janar ahead of the pack to Francine Pitka. And Pitka touches it left. Mack will handle the inbounds fast as the rookies. Put it into play in the forecourt. Mack trying to go inside to Duarte and taken away there by Sammy Pitka. Ahead it comes to Chikuchin. Joanne out to Lincoln. Now they swing it quickly to Francine, and Pitka goes to the post player, Chinar, inside. There's a two-pointer. Good for Chikuchin. And for the Islanders, there's a missed shot by the rookies. And the ball in hands of Chinar on the rebound. Now Chinar with the handoff there. She tries the shot. It's Newton there blocks off the Islanders from the rebound. It'll be King Cove basketball. The ball in hands of Mack now for King Cove as they go up to Brandel. 31-16 score. 6:06 to go here in this third quarter. And Newton with it, hounded out there by Chikuchin. Now a double team. Chikuchin comes over. Newton gets free on the cut. Can't make the shot. Rebound by Duarte. She's fouled. Jarrett will shoot two.
A foul by number 24. Jason Chinar. First second. First team foul.
Duarte at the line for shot on the way is off. Jalea with one more. And second shot on the way for Duarte. This one rolls around and in. On a two from the line for Jalea makes it 32-16. This ball kicked in there, but into the hands of Yetchmenev, now taken away by Francine Pitka. Into Chikuchin, finds Chinar. Great pass by Joanne. And Chinar gets the two-pointer. But credit Chikuchin with a great pass. Beautiful. 32-18. Rookie's still on top, but Islanders coming out with a little bit of a run to start this second half. Newton goes into the corner to Yetchmena. They work it inside to Duarte. Tied up in there. Held ball. And this will belong to the rookies. And for the rookies, inbounding will be Newton. Looking for Duarte, can't get it to her. Chikuchin takes it away. Now to Sammy Pitka, ahead to Francine. Francine down on the baseline, goes back to Sammy. Finding Chinar in there, but she can't pick it off. It does end up in the hands of Francine. And there is a three-pointer for Chikuchin. The Islanders catching some life here, and it's now a 32-21 to score. So the Islanders getting a few buckets to go. We talked about their lack of shots in the first half. Well, now they've got way more than the rookies. And here is a three-pointer from Elena Mack. Mack quiets the crowd there at 35-21. Makes a 14-point game. as it goes to Catherine Lincoln to Chenar. Down the baseline is Kukuchin, and loses the ball. Sadie Newton strips her as she goes by. Newton almost has it taken away, but hangs on and gets it out to Brandel. Brandel keeps the dribble, works down inside. A kick out to Duarte. Mack follows the play. She's open at the free throw line, but can't hit the shot. Here's Duarte. Strips the ball of Chenar right to her teammate. And here's Tkuchin in the lane. Up to Francine Pitka. Top of the key. Now we'll set things up again. Tkuchin. Comes out to Sammy Pitka. Poke free. Here comes Emily Mack for, Elena. I think I've been calling her Emily a bit. Elena Mack. I think Emily Brandel and is put it across there. If I have, I'm sorry, folks. I know it's Elena Mack, but I hope I didn't miscue too many times. Trying to go into Elena was Newton. Ball tipped out of bounds by the Islanders again. Simons will check in. Serena, the 10th grader, comes in for the Islanders. Ball comes out to Elena. Mack has it. Picked up now by Francine Lickman as knocking the ball free for Simon. Mack stays with it. The ball is dug out of there. Simons with it now to Tkuchin. And now across the way, Pitka for three. Francine with the three-pointer. Well, you know, these teams that come from out in that Coastal Conference, no matter what, they always got some gamesmanship left all the time, as we've seen the Tuktuk Bay Islander boys also do an outstanding job before. This one held ball. We'll give it back to the Islanders. He comes into Simon. Simon's Serena will pitch it back to Francine. Pitka with the three-pointer made it a 10-point game. Now here is Sammy Pitka, and Newton blocks the shot out of her hand. Wow, Newton, just a beautiful defensive move there. Now Duarte steals the ball off Simon's rebound. Inside, Elena is going to get two. Mack with the two-pointer. And, for the girls here, this ball tipped free. To the floor they go, and picking it up was Catherine Lincoln. She's inside, and she's going to shoot, too. Wow, 39-27. Emily Brandel will pick up the foul there, her third. No foul trouble for either team, really, but Brandel with the most in the game at three. 5:51 to go, and two fouls apiece here in the second half, so the shot missing for Catherine Lincoln. Rookie still with a double-digit lead at 12 points. And second one on the way, and this one also misses. Mack with the rebound. Comes out to Newton. And quickly up court, Brandel with it. Brandel hounded out there by Francine Pitka. And gets it back to Mack. To Duarte in the lane. Galea doesn't get it ahead of the pack with Francine. And Pitka misses the layup there. Oh, boy. thought about it too much, I think. Newton. Down low, there's Duarte for an easy two. Well, it's been the rookies kind of weathering the Islanders here, but now up to 14-point lead. This ball's half free, and here's Lincoln. Tries another scoop shot in there. Duarte with the rebound. Still passes ahead. This ball is going to be off the hands of King Cole. Jalea in a struggle out there. For the Islander girls, they'll put it into play. 4:46 to go, down by 14. This has been a good battle here. We didn't know what to expect, and the Islanders working hard. Good physical game, too. Mack comes out of there with the rebound. Mack into the forecourt. Ball stolen away there as Tanar got it from Chakuchin with the steal. And here is Newton with the push. Sammy Pitka bringing it up court. Only three team fouls on the rookies. Second on Newton. And it comes to Tanar and tries a shot. Duarte will get called for the foul, and Tanar will go to the line. Well, Jalea has four now. I did not see that. Yeah, she did. Three fouls in the first half. I guess I didn't even pick that up. I'm sorry. As Jalea now picks up her fourth foul. So, trouble for the rookies there with 41-28 score, 1-2 from the line for Tanara. And the rookies are going to burn some clock here. Coming up to 4-minute mark, Mack with it. Now Mack, fouled there by Lincoln. Everyone 28. Rookies lead by 13. They have the basketball. And a steal there by Francine Pitka, and this one is called. Pitka picks up for the team's fourth. You go to Brandel on the baseline. Brandel working inside. Finds Duarte for two. And Jalea with the two-pointer. The long pass ahead. It's going to be a King Cole basketball. And with 3:34 on the clock, 43-28, Tuktuk Bay Islanders.
Coach Lamar takes a full timeout.
We'll talk things over as Coach Lamar for the rookies calls the timeout. So the Islanders down 15, 3.5 minutes to go. They got a lot to make up, but they've done a great job here in the second half to get back into this ball game at the halftime. It was 31-12, remember. 19-point lead. And they cut it to 10 at 37-27.
By Tillis's Corporation on Facebook.
Then could get no closer, really. And now at 15 it is.
Coastal Villages is dedicated to creating sensible, tangible, and long-term economic.
They've done a great job to fight their way back into this game. Which pretty impressive when you think about it. A lot of teams will just roll over for this King Cove team after being down big after one. 31-12 at the half. And yet they come out in the third quarter and outscore King Cove 12-6. Now King Cove though, trying to put this game away with 3:34 to go. They lead by 15, so danger time for the Islanders. Better be careful. Mac all the way into the lane, pulls up, two-pointer, good for Elena. And Mac made it look so easy. Peyton Chenard with it for the Islanders. Now at 45-28. There's the ball into Chakuchin's hands. Josephine up to Francine Pitka. Pitka switches hands, goes inside. The ball partially blocked there. And out of bounds will be Pacific Bay Islanders with the basketball. There it is down on the block. Comes into Kuchin. The kick out passer to Francine. She misses the shot. And the rookies are scooting away to victory here now. And that ball out of bounds. It will be Tuksuk basketball. There is Chakuchin with it. Josephine keeps the dribble, now loses it. Poke free by Yetchmenov. Right hand to Mac. And Mac will try it and get it. Three-pointer. So now Mac will make this game look a lot different score-wise with that kind of shooting. Here's the inside shot. Missing for Francine, and then a foul on Chenar. Peyton, wraparound foul on Duarte. And Peyton Chenar will foul out with that one. Chenar leaves the game with a couple of buckets. 7 points overall. Chenar, good job for the freshman. Here comes Mac for King Cove. And the shot there misses for Yetchmenov. Put up an in by Duarte. So it's been Duarte and Mac here in the fourth quarter. And it comes out to Simons. Her shot partially blocked, I think, underneath. We have push call on Brandel.
The fourth.
5 team fouls apiece as Utek steps in. Gianna. And Randall also out of the game now as Leilani comes in for her. Now here's Chakuchin to Simon. That shot's not good. His rebound comes off, and the Islanders have Shalee Chugla. Let's see, just a freshman in there. There is a near steal by Francine, but picked up by Leilani. Worked it around the outside to Christina Eichley, and Eichley with the shot, Newton right on the sideline.
Elena Mute and Jamie Mark into the game for the
rookies now up 50-28. As the rookies will move into that championship round, down to 45 seconds to go here. Tuksuk came out in the third quarter, put up a tough struggle. Shot there missed by Anne-Marie Sipri. Mac will bring it up. Mac fires from straight away. The three-pointer good. boy, this score is not indicative. It was 37-27 near the start of the fourth quarter. I think we went into the fourth quarter 39-27. This ball taken down. There's a foul going to be on. No, they're just calling it out of bounds. Okay. 13 seconds on the clock. 53-28 score. Biggest lead of the game has been throughout this, or this last part of the fourth quarter. Although the Islanders playing a lot of their reserves here. In the closing moments, that's going to be the end of the ball game. And it is the King Cove rookies winning at 53-28. As they take over in the fourth quarter. After leading
the rookies advance to play in a quarterfinal game 37-24.
Oh, that's right. It was the start of the fourth quarter. They actually that Tuksuk Bay got a three-pointer for Francine Pitka early in the fourth quarter. Closed the gap to 37-27. And they got the crowd going as well. And then it went 39-27. And ended up in favor as Tuksuk only made a free throw the last 6 minutes roughly of that fourth quarter to the rookies 16 points in the fourth. So the rookies stormed away in the end of that fourth quarter, winning 53-28, the final. For the rookies, Elena Mack leading the way once again is Mack with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 three-pointers to go along with half a dozen regular buckets, well, I guess 5 regular buckets. So she had 28 to lead the way for the King Cove rookies. With 8 points was Sadie Newton. And Duarte Jalea coming up with the games inside there, rebounding.
And home.
She does a great job as she had
Emily
12 points.
And Sadie Newton.
And then with 5 was Yetchmena.
Thank you to all the recipients.
And the rookies will move forward in the championship round. On the other side, Tuksuk Bay, I had freshman Peyton Chenard, 7 points, fouled out in the fourth quarter. Then picking up 12 points was Francine Pitka, 3 pointers in the second half. Real big for them. Chakuchin, Josephine had 7 points.
Number 12, Francine Pitka.
And pitching in with 2 points was Catherine Lincoln for the Islanders.
Rookie, the player of the game.
53-28 our final. As the rookies win it here. And we'll move into that championship round. The Tuksuk Bay Islanders will be in the 8 o'clock p.m. game tomorrow against Lumen Christi. 8 o'clock tomorrow. And actually, we'll check, but I believe we have the Hooper Bay team playing tomorrow at 2A at that same time. So we'll check with KYK on that, but I think that's the case. For your listeners out in the Aleutians, you've got the 8 o'clock p.m. game, and that's definitely going to be Buckland and King Cove. And what should be a beauty tomorrow for the rookies. Well, that's a broadcast day. I hope you've enjoyed it. It's been a long one, but a good one. And there's been some blowouts, but there's been some tight games as well. And everybody gets a chance to come back and play tomorrow. Some teams will be done tomorrow if they get their second loss, which at least 4 teams on the girls' side and 4 teams on the boys' side will be in that position in the consolation bracket. And on the championship side, everybody moves forward for another game tomorrow and another game on Friday. I'm Carl Pulliam. I've enjoyed it once again. Always fun to watch Rural Alaska basketball right here in real time. And I hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. I'll try to keep working on the throat here and get better. But great job by all the teams today. And we'll be back tomorrow for more 1A state championship basketball right here on your favorite station out in your wonderful communities in rural Alaska. Till then, good night.